WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A New York judge set April 15th as the start date for Donald Trump's criminal hush money case in New York. Trump, criticizing the timeline as too close to the election, said he would have no problem testifying. Separately, a higher court sent Trump a lifeline, lowering the bond as corporate fraud case while he appeals from $464 million to $175 million, and tacking on another 10 days to pay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceling an Israeli delegation's visit to Washington. This after the U.S. did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
Just because this meeting is now not going to happen doesn't mean that we aren't still going to look for an avenue and an approach to be able to share those alternatives with the Israelis.
Vladimir Putin today again asserting that Ukraine had something to do with the Moscow Concert Hall terror attack, the death toll, now 139. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
50,000 gallons were needed to extinguish a commercial fire in the town of Cold Spring on Friday night. According to Whitewater Fire and EMS, crews responded to a commercial fire about 5 to 6 miles north of the City of Whitewater Fire Station in the town of Cold Spring. A large outbuilding was on fire. The building allegedly was a legacy barn that had been converted to a privately owned automotive shop. A Hartford man has been charged with his fifth OWI after a deputy initiated a traffic stop on Highway 12 near Ferndale Road in the town of Delton Saturday night. 49-year-old Fred J. Loud of Hartford was arrested for his fifth OWI. A 63-year-old Madison woman also charged with her fifth OWI after a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on U.S. Highway 12 near Lehman Road in the township of Baraboo. After observing signs of impairment, the deputy arrested 63-year-old Becky Castile for her fifth OWI. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain with even a few rumbles of thunder tonight as temps fall to 45 by dawn, recover to 50 by midday as rain showers continue, but then temps fall in the afternoon. There could be a snow shower later tomorrow afternoon. A partly sunny sky for Wednesday, a high near 40. Looking out the window and think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 54.
99.7.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining us after 5 p.m. on Monday night. Hey, we got through Monday right, so that is a good thing. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
And more. Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Rosanna. Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. You can get a $25 certificate towards Axe Throwing at Asgard Axe and Tap for just $17.50. Axe Throwing is for ages 10 and up, perfect for families, bachelor, bachelorette parties, events, and more. For more information about them and this deal, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Journey on Max FM.
Wisconsin women's basketball team playing its first postseason game in 13 years when they take on Southern Indiana in Evansville tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Second round WNIT matchup tips off at 7 p.m. The Badgers enter with a 13-16 record. Wisconsin's Connor Asijan leaving Madison and entering the transfer portal. Asijan's opportunities in Madison diminished greatly this past season, 1 year after he averaged 11 points a game as a freshman. And Green Bay's Noah Reynolds also entering the transfer portal after averaging 20 points a game, which earned him first-team Horizon League honors and Newcomer of the Year. Hockey Badgers getting ready for the men's NCAA tournament. They'll take on defending NCAA champion Quinnipiac in regional action on Friday. And two Cactus League games left for the Brewers before the start of the regular season. They'll face Colorado each of the next 2 days, then head for New York City, where they'll take on the Mets in the season opener Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thank you. just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night.
I'm here tonight at 97 Max FM. Don't forget, if you haven't already downloaded the free Civic Media app on your mobile device, you need to do that. You want to have that ready tomorrow, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. for our statewide text contest. You just need to download the free Civic Media app, tap on Max FM at the very bottom of the page, and get ready to win. Here's Rod Stewart on Max FM.
90s, and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7. Max FM.
Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get
shot down, cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get, females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start faking, then you start flicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.
So I'm here today, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday night. All right, turns out Seinfeld really wasn't a show about nothing. It was a show about money. Tons and tons of money. So much money that Jerry is now a billionaire, and most of his fortune came from the show. According to Bloomberg, Jerry's made $465 million in syndication deals alone and another $94 million from his Netflix streaming deal. He also made more than $100 million from touring since the 1980s and owns $40 million in real estate. This estimate assumes that Jerry invested his money beginning in 1990. Jerry's rep called it inaccurate, but didn't say how much Jerry is actually worth. But sounds like he's worth quite a bit. But, you know, that show was pretty awesome. And you know what? Hey, he made a lot of work into that show. So, you know what? I think he deserves what he got. Coming up, we will look at weather news by Men at Work on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your experience is our top priority at Back Road Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Back Road Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain with even a few rumbles of thunder tonight as temps fall to 45 by dawn, recover to 50 by midday as rain showers continue, but then temps fall in the afternoon. There could be a snow shower later tomorrow afternoon. A partly sunny sky for Wednesday, a high near 40. Looking out the window and think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 54.
99.7
Max FM. A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? Six foot.
enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
She don't know why she's missing. Can't she see I'll never give up?
Just 'cause you're on, you don't mean I'm wrong. I know.